views and opinions expressed by hosts, invited speakers, and callers do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the Black Talk Media Project or the Black Talk Radio Network.
Welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, aka Dave from LA. We want to just thank you all for listening today. Today is Wednesday, January the 20th, 2016, and we have a live show for you today. Looking forward to this show. And before we get started, let's quickly make the essential announcements that are so critical to this network and to our listeners at large. Everyone, continue to support Black Talk Radio Network by making monetary donations or donating your time or your professional ability to the network to allow it and to assist it in growing. We need these platforms, and it's particularly this one, because this one was here when no one else was even considering a network that was just exclusively, people thought about it, but very few have done the work that Black Talk Radio Network has exclusively for your benefit. And so in order for us to maintain what it is that we have, in order to grow to where we need to go, we need to maintain the overall support system of the people and the institutions that have made a real dedication and a real commitment to you. So tell your friends, tell your family members about Black Talk Radio Network and all the programs that are here. Tell them about every program that's here on Black Talk Radio Network and engage in that yourself, because it's so important that in this time and these moments within this country, that we, not only in this world, that we really support those that are sincerely there for us. It's kind of like the body itself. It needs the skeleton to support its overall infrastructure that maintains the physical life that it has. So continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. Make your monetary donations. Make your donations of time. Make your donations of, being a participant in the radio station and in the network, excuse me, and the programs that are here. Do what it is that is needed and necessary for it to grow and to continue to move in a direction that's in our best interest, because there are very few that are committed to you. And right now, we are the last ones to know everything. And that is by design, so that we will maintain the overall support of giving up our energy and giving up our lives for someone else's agenda. So that needs to definitely stop, and we need to redirect our energy in a way that best benefits us. And this will overall benefit the whole world. So continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. Also, go to Tando Facebook page, Tando Radio Show. That's Thando Radio Show. Stop by our Facebook page. Give us a like. Send us a message. Tell us what you think. And we're trying to work through the sound problems. We will. It's just something that is a little difficult right now. It's not on the network's end. It's on my end. And I'm trying to actually mitigate that. And it's something that's a little difficult when you're in a place that doesn't have the infrastructure that had in Southern California, but we will work it out. It's not anything that I can do really right now, but we will make amends for it in the future, where we're going to actually have to, I'm going to have to move my overall setup to another place that has an infrastructure. So no big deal, but it's something, a commitment that we have to make too. And you know, it's so funny when we look at the commitments that are made behind the scenes. A lot of people have, you know, they know, but they don't know that, you know, what it takes to do a lot of the things. But, you know, from Scotty's standpoint, man, Scotty stays up all night with his network, and he works diligently on the network. And he doesn't do it because it's his network. He does it because he feels it's his responsibility. And I just really thank everyone that makes a commitment for someone else that they don't know. And but we all know Scotty. We know the network. We know Tando Radio Show. I know you, and I'm going to increase some of the things that I, you know, do more for you guys. And it's things that would be great for you guys to engage in with us along this whole journey. It will definitely work for all of our benefits, and that's what it should be. So go to Tando Radio Show on Facebook and check out what we have posted there. Definitely grown, but we need to grow. We need to get off of Facebook and get, you know, exclusively on Black Talk Radio Network. Okay, so some of the stories we posted today. Posted the two videos from yesterday. Got the last one in yesterday. Sorry, because as soon as the radio show was over, got bombarded with other things I needed to do. Life goes on. So we posted that very good YouTube video that's there. Check that one out. Then we posted, this comes from Telegraph. Didn't post too much today, was kind of busy. World faces wave of epic debt defaults. Fear central bank from a central bank veteran. Fear central bank veteran. We're going to talk about this a lot tomorrow. Very, very important. But today is Wise Wednesday, so we're going to jump in what is wise for us and what is so necessary for us that's going to be brought to you by Brother Davis. But this will be something that we will definitely check out tomorrow. It is a must read. Please, everyone that listens to Tando Radio Show, go to this posting and read what this says and be ready for tomorrow, because we're definitely going to talk about it. And you need to know what is being said there. What's being said there is from a banking insider that we've been talking about for the year and a half that we've been on. And it's nothing new to us, but what is happening is that they're starting to tell you what their plans are, and you need to know how to decipher it. So next one comes. This was posted earlier in the week, and I lost it or something, but got it back. So big banks brace for oil loans to implode. Now, this is happening as we speak. Check out this article. Another one, very important one to read. Check this one out. We're also going to talk about this tomorrow. Good one. And this comes from one of the mainstream media places for people that think that they carry real news. But I know you all know that that is all a mirage and facade of news. It's all propaganda. But we need to know what it is in the propaganda that is telling us things that we definitely do need to know and respond to appropriately. Next one, this comes from Syrian Free Press, World Press. It's a plot of war. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter, we're already boots on the ground in Syria. So good article that you need to know where this thing is going. And then there's with the rare celestial alignment, five planets were visible in the sky today. Posted this one from Daily Mail. And then this one comes from Breitbart. Davos chief, Europe migrant crisis will only get exponentially worse. And this comes from Davos. They're talking about Davos, because right now it's the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, that's going on right now. And basically saying that they expect 1 billion people to move. This is how you create major global wars. And we need to talk about this. Also from Davos, this one comes from another mainstream media outlet. Dalio, Fed's next move towards quantitative easing. But this is good. But what they did cut out in his interview with Ray said, and we carry a couple of things that Ray has said in the past, and they cut out what he said is that if asset price remain correlated, there will be a depression. He said that live on the air, today. I heard it myself. And I knew that they were going to cut that out. They cut that out, and there was a bunch of response, and they had other people come in from J.P. Diamond to rebut what he was saying and everything else. But he's definitely, you know, telling some things that you need to be aware of. So check out that that's there. Also, next, this one comes from in a memo that the Secretary of Treasury, Jack Lew, sent to Congress, said Puerto Rico is in economic collapse, but things could get far much worse. Check out this one. This comes from economicpolicyjournal.com. And this is, you know, they talk, a lot of people are very naive to the things that are not you guys, but in the financial realm, they think that, Puerto Rico is a great buy. Listen, whenever you're in debt and you default on your debt, you are no longer in control. And why do they want Puerto Rico to default? It's in their best interest of the real institutional investors and not the ones that you hear about, anything that you know, the general population is not, or whatever you can invest in is not the algorithms, not the format or the economic tools that are going to be, you know, exposed to you or available to you. They're going to give you what they want you to have. You're going to be on the short end of them. You're going to be on the opposite end of them. Why is it so important for the creditors to have Puerto Rico default? So that they lose their resources. They're not invested in Puerto Rico for a return on cash. They actually lend cash to a debt coupon to Puerto Rico so it can choke on it. It's a huge difference. Huge difference. So they can choke on it and have to surrender their real assets that matter. So that's posted there. Check that one out. And then today's show is going to be Wise Wednesday with Brother Davis, focusing on the art of breathing. This is a show you don't want to miss because it's so important that we understand the opportunities for great mental, spiritual, and physical benefits from merely just breathing correctly. So Brother Davis is going to be on right after we do the intro. And he's going to teach us, why breathing is so important and how to breathe. And Brother Davis is going to take us on that path that is so needed, that so many of us may have forgotten, have not been taught, or have not been exposed to. But that won't last for very long. So we're going to have that with Brother Davis right after the intro. In probably 2 minutes, Brother Davis is in queue and ready to go. Next, we have KPMG withdraws audit opinion on CFTC over accounting error document. Man, this one is huge. We're definitely going to talk about this tomorrow. This comes from Reuters. Basically, they are, and I wrote in a commentary, this is going to get real. You're witnessing the military operation of such position to destroy all economic recourse before the whole financial system goes kaput. And this is the thing with that. This is so important because it is making sure that when the collapse happens, only narrative that will be around, because one of the things is sometimes people go rogue, sometimes people decide they have a come to morality moment, and they decide not to participate in the game because they see through it. They are right now sterilizing all roads to what is really going on, and this is what we need to talk about tomorrow. So, very, very important. And tomorrow we will announce how we're going to do our membership. Looking, they're very, very excited about that, and the opportunities in that is so great. So many things that you can be taught, you will be taught, in regards to precious metals. You will get the precious metals class. You will learn how to prepare. It's just a so many things. It's going to be a full service opportunity for you to get ready. And it's going to be based off of a membership. And the membership is quite, reasonable. and is even more than beyond reasonable for the things that you will be learning, so necessary so that you can position yourself, your family, and our community in a position of advantage and be able to seize on the opportunities that will come as they destroy the common person's economy, because they're not going to destroy the economy itself. They're just going to destroy yours. And if you know that and prepare for it, they won't be able to get yours. So that's what we're going to ensure that we teach a lot of the information from that. And it's going to be so worth the membership fee. And I know that you're going to be greatly, greatly pleased with the overall service. And I'm looking forward to providing and engaging with you guys and growing this to where it should be. We need to become a nation of sovereignty within a illegal and immoral sovereign state. We must become our own. So that's what we have posted there inside of Tando Radio Show, and I don't want to keep Brother Davis, you know, because Brother Davis is not a guest. Brother Davis is, you know, part of Brother Davis is part of the show as well as many others. You are also. So today's show is all about breathing, so we're going to bring in Brother Davis in 1 second. Let me get here. And there was one other thing. Oh, one thing before we go there, I wanted to say, do not look at the stock market as any indication of where the economy is. See, that is what they want you to do, because the stock market is not any indication of where the economy is. There are different things within the stock market that indicate some of the real economic health of you, but the stock market was created and manipulated for those that actually the creators of it to benefit at your expense. And that's what they're going to do. So today's move down 568 points at the lowest, and then it rebounded to where it closed at 249 loss. And overall, the loss has been the worst that it's ever been in the history of trading for the stock market the month of January and the beginning of the year. But that really doesn't matter. The economy has already collapsed. They just haven't announced it to you yet. And the thing is that it gives you opportunity to position yourself so that when they do, and then they have the ramifications of that, you can minimize that overall effect for you and your family and ultimately our community. So just remember that oil was below $27 a barrel today. Went below $27 a barrel. That is, you know, another something that's being used. But this is, I think this is, you know, this could continue. Or they can have it go back up to 100 overnight. They can do whatever they want, really, because their information is all fraudulent. And it's ridiculous fraud that's going on. But they're going to expose some of that fraud in order to give you a peace of mind that they are actually, that this system is working. And this is, you know, they're going to let the heads roll, and they've already designated whose head that they are going to allow to roll. So just to give you an update. But now let's get to today's show. Brother Davis is in queue. Let me bring Brother Davis up. Mm-hmm. Brother Davis, welcome to Tando Radio Show. Brother Davis is there. He should be coming up at any moment. So until then, Brother Davis?
Miss you.
I think he's here. Brother Davis? Okay, so we're going to wait for Brother Davis. Don't know if you can hear me. Brother Davis, if you're there, we're all ready for you. Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you, Brother Davis. Yes, do you hear me? think, Scotty, could you tell him yes, we can hear him? Maybe he can't hear me.
He should be able to hear you. Brother Davis, we heard you. Okay, now we don't.
I just sent Brother Davis a text. He'll be right back, I guess.
Let me try to unmute him again.
Okay, so
mute him
while we wait for
him.
There we go. Brother David?
Yeah, he might want to try calling back in if he can hear.
Yeah, Brother Davis, hang up and call back in, please. I'm going to text him.
I think he just did.
Yeah. So, Brother Davis will be here in any moment. And so, once he comes back on, we'll start today's show. So, you know, it's so much that's going on, and we have to really, you know, be mindful of this. The whole war paradigm is all set in place, and you know it's there are so many stories in the mainstream propaganda thing that's you know being pushed. I'm gonna tell you another thing that I didn't talk about was the arrest of the drug cartel member via Sean Penn. Well, let me tell you, there are so many people that you see, the celebrities. One of the things that's always been done is they like using celebrities inside of their CIA program. Brother Davis is back, so I don't want to keep him. Let's go straight to him. Brother Davis.
How about you? Can you hear me now?
Yo, fantastic, brother. How you doing, Brother Davis?
Excellent, brother. I'm going to tell you, so some days are better than others, but anytime I have this type of difficulty getting the information out, I know there's somebody out there that this is going to be a launch pad for. So if we guys are ready, let's get started because I am full.
Let's go, Brother
Dave. Okay, first of all, last night's show of the induction to Dogons literally opened up a door of ancestral connection that some of you may be aware of. And some of you may not be aware of. But you also heard him speak of the Metu Natura. Now, that's another level of our spiritual awareness. And when I say spiritual awareness, I have to put some groundwork in. When a woman is pregnant, okay, I know this seems like it's going back really to the rudimentary aspect, but this will give you an understanding of why there must be an evolutionary or an evolving process for every being. When that seed, that woman, has eggs, she has no male eggs. All of her eggs are female eggs, first of all, for those of you who may not have known that. Secondly, there has to be a Y introduced into the egg for there to be a transformation for a male child. Okay, a chromosome. Now, during this process, that egg starts to spin in a manner of energy. Now, what is the manner of energy? Have you ever noticed when you see the solar system how it appears to be spinning? When you see life cells on the seashore, that they appear to be spinning? That is an energy spin. Now, you'll see it a lot in Nautilus shells and that sort of thing. And you might have seen it in different reflections when it comes to the universe and solar systems. But these things are the simplicity of creation. Now, understand how I say that, because everything comes back to simplicity. Everything that I've discussed to you at this point came back to the simplicity of how it operates. So during that time of gestation, in which that egg is going through that energy spin, there is what is called a creatorial, meaning created by the creator, a program that this seed undergoes. Now, during the course of this 9-month program, the organs know the exact time when they're trying to come in. The internal function knows the time to operate when those organs have reached their time, and they're not fully mature, but their time of operation. Everything is done through an initiation of the growth process. Now, at the end of 9 months, do you find that when a child is perfectly ready for delivery, it's in a perfect position in the woman's womb for delivery? So, one aspect of the creativity, the creator's process. This is very, to show you how simplistic, every creation on earth goes through a similar process, a living creation. Okay? So animals go through this process also. And what is so unique about that is that we as human beings and as animals come back and follow basic instincts. They're called the animal instincts. Okay, so when a child is born, the child follows what the eyes teach it. Okay, this is what is meant when it says the parents are the prime examples and teachers for the children, because that's what they emulate. Now here's the most unique. As humans, our development process teaches us to move from a stage of physically identifying to operating according to what we see, to operating the aspects of thinking. So therefore, when your child starts speaking words, it's emulating what it sees, but it's process. Now, animals of all creation, of all God's creation, go through this process, but that is the limit to that animal's process. Now, what do I mean by the limit? Well, the animal at this stage of the game is following the examples of their parents. So the parents is teaching this animal how to hunt. It's teaching them how to forage. It's teaching them how to live in that criteria of animals' way of life. Whereas humans, we are entirely different. You see, we continue to evolve. We continue to way that helps them to develop forward. Now, what do I mean about developing forward? I mean, such as a child crawls, one day he'll eventually run. But between crawling and run, he must learn to walk. Designed in order for the development to take a course of action in which that individual child can be either sped up or slowed down depending on the examples that it follows. Now the best part about that is one of the naturally in this process is breathing. Now in this process of breathing, we have a plethora of science. Absolutely. Because we are human bodies, we can control different aspects of our bodies, how they function in conjunction body. Okay? So, to give you an example, if you go out and go for a brisk walk or a run, you notice how your body literally rises to meet the need that the system requires. Okay, so if it's been very exhausting and you find yourself breathing hard, what your body is telling you is that you are not supplying it with the amount of oxygen that is needed for the body to function at peak efficiency. But through consistently and train over a period of time and training, you can literally get your body to rise to the level of development or performance that you want it to do. You see, what's unique about that is that at this time, your body is beginning to communicate with you. But unless you understand the process of breathing, you don't really grasp. So, in order for you to get a greater degree of focus, I've taken you to understand how the body literally comes into the world and how it starts to develop on its most elementary level. Here's what's unique. Your body can literally repair itself. It literally can nourish itself, ingredients and nutrition that's fed to it. And the best part about that is, as we begin to develop an understanding of breathing, we can supply the body so that it will operate on the terms that we set forth. Now, I know some people are saying, what do you mean? It does what it's supposed to do. No, it does what is called the automatic process. And a lot of people are probably saying, automatic, yeah, you walk in, you're breathing hard, you stop, you slow down, you take a few deep breaths, and all of a sudden you got your wind back and you can go to the next level. Well, that's part of it. You see, as our understanding of breathing developed, we begin to realize that we can literally target oxygen to different parts of our bodies. And the best part about that is that this is how we can attack disease and perform self-healings on ourselves. So breathing serves a unique principle in our lives. But we must understand that in every principle, there is an operation. And once we begin to operate that process and our bodies adjust, we become more potent as a human being. Now, the reason why we become more potent as a human being is because we have natural gifts. Some are great runners, some are great thinkers, some are scientists, doctors, or whatever. But our gifts are enhanced and multiplied by our level of understanding how to make our bodies work. Now, one of the main things I want you to understand is this. Everyone has the ability to access this knowledge, but everybody cannot operate in this knowledge. Now, why is that? Because some bodies are designed to be more functional in a specific gift than other bodies. Now, you'll hear me use this term gift is because your gift may be hereditary. It may be something that came down through your family, through ancestry, for hundreds of years, but you did not know what it was. And therefore, when you conform to Westernism, that connection was severed. Okay? Well, you're opening that door now. And as you begin to open that door, there are ways in which you can literally tap into the knowledge of those gifts that your family may have flowed in. So what if they were telepathic, or what if they were visionaries? What if they were seers? All of these gifts are dormant in your ancestral background will open this knowledge to you when you rise to a level at which you can use the knowledge for the purpose of humanity. Now, why do I say for the purpose of humanity? Because literally, there are people trying to seek this knowledge for other reasons. And that is one of the reasons why you've seen the script on the Dogon. Don't think for a minute. Those people were there to learn the, they call it secrets, but it were not secrets to Dogons, because the Dogons lived that way all their lives. If you remember the script, the Dogons practiced the dance, all of them, the whole tribe, because one day may come when they have to lead the dance during that particular time of the celestial change for the purpose of whatever the tribe is required to go through. So all of them practiced. So all of them had access. But they couldn't tell you who would be the one. So their greatest purpose to them was for all of them to have the skill to be the best. And that is why weaving is an aspect of helping one to have the skill to be the best they can. what is unique about the story about the Dogons is they kept speaking about how they had this secret. Well, it wasn't a secret to the Dogon. It was a way of life. It was secret to the outsiders because they had no idea how these people who appeared, according to their standards, to be so primitive, but be scientifically advanced when it came to astrology and astronomy and probably a plethora of other different subject matter, depending on how much time they wanted to develop their knowledge of, a working knowledge of what these people do. Okay? So now this is a part of that process. We are developing a working knowledge on how to breathe, and how to breathe so that we can live the highest quality of life that we possibly can. And what is so unique about that is each individual learns on their level. We want to one day be able to say, we have achieved this, or we have achieved that, but we must do the work in order to be able to reach any measurement of personal awareness. Well, once you begin to realize how to practice breathing, there are regions and many practices when it comes to breathing. So say, perfect example, the all communicating art of meditation. Now, why do I say all communicating art? Because every facet and every culture practices some form of meditation. And there are reasons that they do it. And one of the simplest reasons for us to do it as people of melanin is so that we can recapture what our ancestors always possessed. Absolutely. And you notice that when we recapture this, it's a great fear for the oppressors because they don't have any idea of what is the limitation of the gifts. So when you wonder why you go through so many transitions behind the fact that you are a melanated person, it's because if you wake up that intuitive gene and your family's manner of specialty or, once again, gifts of the melanin, they don't know if that's going to work for them or against them. So that's why in the early times there had to be a ground rule. So our ancestors designed a way so that we could honor the relationship human to human and human to environment and human to God. And in doing so, this represented the energy itself. So, what they called this energy was sister, because understand what I said, a woman is the wellspring. They called this, and they wrote these 42 principles in which people can live inside and operate in. And as long as you operated within the 42 principles with an open heart, you carried no guilt. And in carrying no guilt means that you were honoring every aspect of life, individuals, you were honoring the environment, and you were honoring your spiritual life. So, that's the groundwork right there, to be able to honor on every aspect of life. And understand, I never said anything about fear. And the reason being is because fear is not a part of the life as our ancestors know. Fear is something that is taught. And it's an emotion that literally in most cases works against you. In most cases. I mean, keep in mind that I've said that. So, let's take for instance some basic stuff. Breathing deep, holding the air in for a second or two, and exhaling. What happens in that process? Well, in that process, your body, which takes the air in, is supplying that air to seven basic aspects of life. And those are your seven chakras. And the reason being is because each chakra has a meridian. Now, a meridian is a constant flow around that chakra that supplies that chakra with oxygen, it supplies it with nutrients, and it supplies it with all the things that that chakra needs to function at peak efficiency. Okay? So when you take air in your body, each one of those meridians are pulling that air. Okay? So when you're breathing balanced, every meridian has more than enough air to meet the supply that chakra requires. So when you are breathing on that level, they call it normalcy. And in reality, there's nothing normal about it because we all breathe on different levels. I'm sure you've been around people who may be a little heavier in weight and you can hear them breathing. Well, they're breathing to supply the air to their system. Now, their system may be a little overloaded, so therefore, that breathing process may be a little loud or cumbersome to you. But in every aspect of life, we have what's called a duality of choice. So as people begin to grow and become knowledgeable, they begin to change their lives for what they would see the better or for the purposes they want, okay? And this is what we're doing here now. We are learning the aspect of breathing. And there are several. There's there's breathing for track stars who run great distances. There's breathing for reading. There's breathing on every level of life and physical requirement that literally needs oxygen. Okay? So even if you're in pain, you need oxygen. But what if you had the ability to breathe, focus that oxygen on the area and where the pain was, until that oxygen met the need to relieve the pain? This is not beyond us, my brothers and sisters. We are amazing, amazing units. There is no computer in the world that can do what this body that you've been freely given is designed to do. So we're in the library and we're reading and we're starting to absorb things, and all of a sudden we get into a state in which it says, okay, let's open the door to deep breathing and oxygen supply. Alright? So what we're doing at this point is just learning to supply oxygen to our system in a state of subtleness. Now, in that same state of subtleness, we're reading that as the oxygen goes in, the meridians come forth and they start grabbing whole gobs of oxygen. Now, it may seem like a lot when I say whole gobs, but in reality, these are oxygen fibers that are just grabbing oxygen and supplying to chakras so that they function at peak efficiency. Okay? So there's seven chakras, so all of these chakras need to be supplied. Okay? And as they go back and take that oxygen into the system, that oxygen is taken into the system as what's called the exhale effect. So they're bringing in fresh oxygen. An exhale effect means that they're releasing oxygen. Now, what's so unique about that is that oxygen that is being released has been exhausted of all of its.
This service is provided in high definition by freeconferencecallhd.com. This conference is being recorded. Q&A session started.
Also, don't forget to follow Tando Radio Show on Facebook as well. Have a question or comment for the host? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. That's 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549-032-POUND. That's 549-032-POUND. To signal the host, hit *61. Now back to Tando Radio Show on the Black Talk Radio Network.
Welcome, welcome back, brothers and sisters. Now, I've given you an understanding on how the system operates and why the oxygen is necessary for the breathing process. The best part about it, I'm about to give to you now. You can operate in any level of endeavor of knowledge on how to breathe. Absolutely. If you want to learn to be able to do Tai Chi, which is a form of meditation and movement, these elevate, these sort of arts elevate your physical ability. These are the type of exercises that I would encourage people to learn. Tai Chi, yoga, there's various numbers of them. And meditation, please. I would tell anybody, if you meditated 15 minutes three times a week, in 2 weeks, you'd be doing it almost every day. Because the gifts that it gives you through the practice are so overwhelmingly positive that there's no way that you would not want to enjoy more and a more consistent relationship with that. Okay? Now, there are a plethora. When I say a plethora, I mean absolutely. There's Qi Gong, which is another way of breathing and exercise. There's regular walking. All of these things enhance one to move forward. You can use karate, you can use jujitsu on a specific level. And each level moves you higher in the frame of your human and spiritual nature. Now, what does that mean, higher in the frame? Okay, I gave you the example last night about animals that walk on four can only reach the fruit on the trees that they can stretch themselves to. Is it good bounty? Absolutely. Do they know when to come so that they can benefit most of them? Oh, absolutely. But we, being a more superior being, can literally develop our mind concept to train our bodies to climb the tree. Now, what is so powerful about that is that in doing so, once again, we have to learn to breathe to meet the need. And as we learn to breathe and meet the need, you're going to find that that tree is just one of the many aspects of what you can achieve. And if you feel that there's something that you want to do, there is no limit. And the reason why there's no limit is because you can breathe and achieve and meet the physical demand of what it is you're trying to do. Brothers and sisters, if you haven't quite grasped that, let me say this again. There's nothing that of a physical nature that you cannot achieve once you learn how to supply the oxygen to meet the need of the challenge that is before you. Okay, so let's look at this from the standpoint of just being able to be a focused individual, okay? Now, what is a focused individual? That's an individual that wants to go beyond the physical realm. They want to go into a state of meditation that they can harmonize their breathing and grow to a level of concentration and rest simultaneously. Even slower body functions now to the point in which their heart appears to have stopped. These are special techniques that literally anybody with the proper training and the time can literally apply in their lives. And what's most fortunate about this is that when you reach that level, the gifts that your melanin will have possessed or possessed from family connections literally are your oyster. Now, what do I mean by that? I mean, you can operate in them freely. And there's no limit. Let me repeat. There's no limit to what you can do. And the reason why I say that is because there's no limit to the gifts of the melanin. None. I mean, can you literally walk down the street and push a thought from your mind into the atmosphere that affects everybody within a 100-yard radius? Absolutely. And when you can condense your ability to breathe and supply the need, you may even expand that radius beyond 100 yards. So, breathing is a technique that not only gives life, but transforms individuals who grow an understanding how and to breathe, how to apply that oxygen internally in order to achieve what they want to achieve externally. Does this take work, time, and practice? Absolutely. Can you get out the bed tonight with a few techniques that I'm going to show you and apply them and wake up tomorrow and be more prepared? Absolutely. But in doing so, the transformation process cannot just take part place in one part of the body. It must also take part place in the mind. Because the mind literally is the doorway to your achieving all the other things. You see, the mind is where the consciousness literally is waiting for you to tap in. And when you tap in, it directs you to another aspect of the body. Now, why does it direct you to another aspect of the body? Because the body is so unique that no one place does everything, okay? So, I'm quite sure you've heard of the pineal gland, the pituitary gland, the thyroid gland, the heart gland. All of these play a role in how the body functions, but they all have their own special area of expertise. This is why breathing is so not only unique, and it's definitely automatic response to everybody, but you can be trained to breathe and heal yourself, or breathe and heal yourself and others. We emanate an energy. For those of you who don't know it, this energy we emanate is a close reflection of our spiritual selves and our physical selves. Okay? And everybody has certain things going on in them. They have what's called a body vibration. Now, people say, well, you know, I've heard about that vibration thing, but I really don't identify with it. But it doesn't, you don't identify with it because you never really tested it. But if you want to test it, and this is the first step, the first test. You ever notice when people go into the state of trance meditation, they start out with going, ow. What they're trying to find is the audio connection to the breathing rhythm. Ow. When you make that connection, your body, whole system will slow down to the flow of that audio rhythm that you are setting the pace for in your body in order to reach a state of transformation. And everything, my brothers and sisters, when it comes to the body, is a great transformation. And the reason why it's a great transformation is because as you go through this process, you'll learn things about yourself. And you will know where you can apply what makes you better. And you will know where you can apply what you want to be able to improve upon. What is so unique about it is that everybody possesses it. Everybody possesses these, everything I've discussed with you so far, they possess these same tools. And the best part about it is as you begin to operate in them and they begin to improve, you will know. Oh, absolutely. Because you know you. So you can literally test yourself. So when you go, I'm longing, the longer I'm holding it, the longer I hold that, the easier the rhythm is set and my natural body vibration so that I can reach the state that I'm trying to achieve. I can get to a point where I don't even have to verbally, you don't have to verbally hear it externally. You can hear it internally as though nobody's in control. That is one of the unique things about meditation. You can do it by yourself. And any time you meditate, it's only for you. You cannot meditate with someone else. Someone else can't grow by your meditation. Now, they can grow by the testimonies of your past. Now, what does that mean? Your meditation process, your breathing process, they're all going to have obstacles. And the reason why they're going to have obstacles is because you have been a part of a Western world that has already dumped centuries and centuries of perpetual lies in your system. Literally. So when you were thinking, well, I'm in school, I'm getting a good grade, I'm getting this right, I'm getting that right, and you answered the question, yes, Christopher Columbus discovered America. Well, as you age, you realize he did not. Yes, George Washington was the father of our nation who threw a silver dollar across the Potomac. But as you age, you realize that that was a lie. See, we've learned from a system that stole from us. If you look at all the most major inventions in America, they've been patented by people of non-melanated states, but they are the work of people of melanated states. For those of you who are familiar, take for instance Benjamin Banneker. Until you learned about Benjamin Banneker, all you knew that Washington was the White House. Then as you begin to grow and develop your educational process, this is what makes wisdom so important. As you develop your educational process, you begin to realize, Benjamin Banneker was a bad guy. Hey, he's a brother. The next thing you know, you begin to realize that he has such an influence on the world that that clock in England, a predominantly white country guy, right? That's called Ben. Well, that's because that's the work of Benjamin Banneker. See, so we have to be able to disseminate the trash and take out the jewels because they are a reflection of who we are. So, in doing that, you're going to have to learn to grieve in a state in which you're comfortable with and which you can grow by. Now, I spoke about being able to grieve for help. There is a group of people called breatharians. They don't even eat. Now, they live in higher elevations. And they breathe a thinner quality of air because it gives them greater nutrients. But I've had a chance to see them interviewed, but I never had a chance to talk with one myself. But in the interview, they always talk about a higher state of consciousness and just different levels of training, whether it be meditation, yoga, it might be a physical art or whatever, but they'll tell you that all their body requires
is the proper knowledge of how to breathe and process that air so that they can become the functioning individual they want. Because if they're becoming the functioning individual they want, they can achieve that which they practice. Okay? So, we are unique in many ways. And breathing is one of the key ways for us to be able to operate this vessel called the body to its fullest capacity and do amazing things with it. And I'm going to tell you, a lot of people don't want to accept the fact that when they don't know self, they can abuse the body. That's why I gave the show on self first, because we have to understand that how we treat self is a direct reflection of the condition of the body. So in teaching you about self first and bringing you into breathing, I can also teach you how to understand that the way you treat self literally gives you a greater degree of need to understand how to breathe to make you more functional. And the reason being is because we're in the United States of America. This country is overzealous in everything, from food to opinions. And the sad part about it is a lot of times we don't want that is given to us, but we are seduced by it. And one of the major seductions in America is taste. Oh, yeah. And they never talk about nutrition. And the reason why they never talk about nutrition is because when you look at what you eat from a nutritional standpoint, you begin to become live in the process of taking care of self. And this is why we have to learn to breathe properly, because we are alive and we want to be able to function at peak efficiency. So how do we do that? What do we cut down on? What do we add to it? Okay? Now, all the herbs and the leaves and the fruit and the trees and the vegetables are part of this process. Okay? They may have to be prepared in different ways. But self tells us, oh, what do I got to do? Well, to give you an understanding, this happened to me. My wife made me a nice cup of ginger tea. Now that ginger literally fortifies my kidneys, it enhances liver operation, it adds to my blood, it boosts my immune system. All of that out of a cup of tea. Oh, by the way, she added some cinnamon and she added some black seed oil and honey. All of these are attributes that promote a healthy body. See, these are what's called the decisions that we make that are to the benefit of the body. Of course, we make decisions too that are not to the benefit of the body. And that is why breathing is so important. Because when you treat your body well, and it functions at peak efficiency, then literally everything works easier. Your heart works easier, your kidneys work easier, your lungs. Oh, your lungs. They work easier. And the reason why I'm reluctant to really go into lungs right away is because we were taught that once the air is into your lungs, that is the process of breathing. No, that is the process of survival. And only an attribute of breathing. Okay? Because when the air goes into your body, it doesn't just go to your lungs. It quickly goes to different areas in your body because of the meridians are taking what they need. The lungs are holding it so that the supply can be met. So that's why understanding the process of breathing allows you to bring air in at a consistent rate to achieve what it is that you are trying to achieve. So let's go back to the runner. Okay? So the runner, the long distance runner, as he's running, he's breathing air in his nose. Now, what is happening there? When he breathes air in his nose, the filters in his nose, they catch all of the impurities that may come in with the air. Yeah, they get caught in the nose. That's his job, okay? Then as the air goes into your body, it's disseminated all to all of the muscles that are working. So, your body constantly strives keeping that rhythm going. You're setting your breathing at a rhythm pace so that as you breathe in and you continue to stride, as you take the excess stride coming back, your body is exhaling that carbon monoxide, looking for fresh oxygen. And as long as this process is consistent, then the oxygen is supplied to the body, and the runner can run for miles and miles and miles. When I say miles and miles, I mean I've known and I've heard. And I've known since I'm five. My Marine Corps days, I was a recon, so we used to do what's called forest marches, and we'd do those for 25, 30 miles, full gear. I mean, you stop to break every now and then, but if you had to be someplace 2 hours, and that someplace you had to be was 15 miles away, you made that 15 miles in 2 hours, and that's how you move. So you had to have some idea of air and capacity in reference to weight distribution, so that you can maintain the consistency, keep oxygen coming into the body while you kept this process up continually. And this is why oxygen is so important. It allows us to do up to that four things. And when we reach a point where we can no longer process oxygen, then we've allowed illness to begin. And it does happen. And sometimes, still, this is my choice. I know people are saying, oh, no, people don't choose that. Yes, they do. Our life choices are a direct reflection of the quality of life that we have. Okay? So, I'm going to go over that real quick so everybody understands that the decisions that you make outside of your body affect what is going on in the inside of your body. What is unique about that is that you can make the choices that keep you functioning at full and peak position. And you can do the exercises that keeps your body in rhythm so that it will not reach a point at which it cannot rise to the occasion. Now, some of you are saying, what do you mean by that? I mean, as you age, your body begins to go through a process of deterioration. And why? Because you're less active. If you had to walk 5 miles every day, and after the end of that, during the course of that walk, you drank, say, 2 quarts of water, okay? Well, your body would get used to that 5 hours per day, and it would get used to that 2 quarts of water. Of course, now, that's not saying that you don't get up in the morning and drink water to refresh your body, and that's not saying that you don't drink water after you do your walk so that you keep your body system in rhythm. Now, why do I say rhythm? Because water, our bodies are my largest percentage water. I can give you my percentage. Some people say 85%. Some people say 80%. I really don't want to get into that yin and yang thing right there. I'm telling you, our bodies are the largest percentage of water, and we need to pump water in our body. Because when you don't, it affects every other action that your body takes place, or takes place in the body. All of the natural functions, okay? Everything from disseminating waste to bringing in fresh food. See, if your body's drying up, you can't even produce saliva, which is a lubricant that comes out of your mouth naturally. It comes out of your jaws when food is up in there. To your mouth, yes. It lubricates the inside of your mouth, so it helps the food be ingested properly. It starts the digestive enzymes in food before it even gets down to your digestive system. So it's a magnificent work. I cannot say enough about the body. So, in this process, we want to see that what we give the body and what we're doing, then we can meet the needs of the oxygen that is required in the body. Now, let's look at this from the standpoint of internal operation. Okay. Let's look at this from the standpoint of, say you ate something that doesn't, you don't feel real good on your stomach, all right? Now, you can literally lay down and focus the application process. I'll come back to that right after the break. Is that going to commercial, Dave?
This is Brother Elliot. post of time for an awakening, and you're listening to Black Talk Radio Network, new media for the new millennium.
Well, brothers and sisters,
Brother Davis, you muted. We can't hear you.
Hello, are we back?
Yes, we are.
We're back.
Excellent.
We couldn't hear you for a second. We got you now.
All right. Now I want to give you an understanding on why the body must function with oxygen inside to make you work totally outside. I stopped when I told you that you had your stomach, you ate something, didn't sit well on you. So you're sitting, you're lying down, and you want to focus your energy. This is why breathing is so important. You can literally go into a state of mind in which you could feel the meridians take air from the spot. Now, I know you're probably saying, that sounds pretty far-fetched, but that's what it does. You could literally target oxygen into your body to a certain place to bring healing. And the best part about that is that as you begin to develop different techniques of breathing, you can do that everywhere in your body. So you don't need to hurt. You can heal yourself. There are exercises, and two I'm going to give you tonight, that will help you not only get a better quality of air in your body, but it will help you to put yourself in a relaxed state so that you can function out of body. Now, that requires practice. I don't know, you might have heard me say today from time to time, last night while I was asleep, I traveled. Well, that's not beyond the capabilities of learning how to breathe properly. And your body's state stays one place, and your spiritual state goes another. And that's why the pineal gland and the pituitary gland are so important. It is said that the pineal gland is your direct connection to your spiritual soul. But you cannot operate in it if you do not know how to supply the oxygen that your body needs as you function on that level. These are many techniques that you can learn. And I say it like that because I don't want you to think I'm trying to direct you. You see, my art teaches, in order for us to bring balance to each other, we can show the door, but we can't force you to go through the door. Some people may just want to be able to breathe and stop a headache, and that's sufficient for them. And that's fine. I mean, we don't have any right to judge you. But just think, if you could do that, what the next level is like. You see, we are born as human beings. But during the course of life, as we apply these simplistic concepts to our way of life, we evolve to reach our divine self. What is our divine self? That is the highest level of our spiritual nature that we can achieve on this earth. Now, people begin to think, well, isn't spirit and religion the same? No, they're not. I have to stop right there. I don't even want to pursue that. But let me answer that question for you. Religious and spirituality are two different concepts. And you were born spiritual. You chose a religion. All right. Now, in getting back
to understanding how to function on greater levels of spirituality, you must learn to control the lower levels of self. Because there are two of you. There's the duality of self. There's the self that you're aware of, that you work with every day, and that you make decisions over and don't even think about. But it's all useful. That's fine. Until you wake up to your ulterior self. Because when you wake up to your ulterior self, you begin to look at your lower self differently. Sure, the lower self might like to stop and get a happy meal. But your ulterior self may say, you know what? That's not good for our body. So there's a duality here. Now, some days, that part of the self that wants the happy meal, that a win. Hey, look, I gotta grab this. I got 10 minutes. I got to get back to work. This is functional. Then there are other days where your real self will win. Because you know what you'll say? Well, I stuck an apple in my car. Got an orange in here and a bottle of water, so I'm good to go. You see, we're constantly, in every circumstance of decision, dealing with our duality. Alright? Breathing only supplies oxygen for the decision. Because breathing is a natural process. Can it be enhanced? Absolutely. Does it do things to your body automatically? Absolutely. Most of those things that it does to your body automatically are out of your control. What do you mean by out of my control? I mean, if you're walking down the street and all of a sudden you get this strange gas or something, you victimize yourself because your body automatically takes that gas in because it doesn't disseminate. But when you realize it, you react. Okay? But on the other hand, if you are choking or something, your body literally fights back the bad smoke comes into the body. And that's why that choking problem is so. The best part about it is that it wakes the other parts of your body up so that it can come to the aid of that part of your body. Okay? And in doing so, literally, your body begins to function to achieve normalcy or normal function for that aspect of your body. And that may require you to lay down, or it may require you to seek the aid of someone else that is more proficient in understanding what you're trying to achieve. Okay? When I say that, I mean, okay, you go to the doctor, he might put you on a respirator or something. You know what I mean? That's what it is. Because literally, what he wants to do is he wants to restore a better quality of oxygen to the body. So that's not an unusual process. Okay? What we're trying to do, and we will do, is we're elevating ourselves. We're elevating ourselves to learning how to breathe, to learning about self, to supplying us with the right things, so that regardless of what decision we make or what circumstance we're in, our body and the functions of our body will help us rise to meet the demand or the need that we pursue in that circumstance. And the best part about it is that as you become more familiar with how to breathe, you'll be able to have greater control of the body. Okay, one of the things I want you to learn to do is to learn to breathe. Take air the whole way into your body. Do you think my lungs are full? Try to get a little more. Hold it for a second. And then exhale. Okay? You want to learn to do that because you want to understand the capacity of your chambers. Chambers are your lungs, of course. But these are the air chambers in which disseminates oxygen off of your body. Alright? So, as you begin to do that, you begin to breathe a lot easier because you're supplying greater quantities of air or oxygen to your body. Now, as you begin to get comfortable with that, take big, deep air, breathe deep, and now try to slowly let it out. Sometimes your heart is a level just to speak to you. And it's fine. Because a lot of times people get frustrated because they want to let the air out at a certain rate. But there are times where the body doesn't want that. It's new to the body. So you're training the body too. Okay? Then as you do that there, and you're starting to get more control over making a large capacity of deep breathing in and slowly letting it out, that's good. Now that's teaching your body that I understand the capacity and I understand the dissemination. Dissemination is how you release the air out of your body. Okay? Now, as you begin to practice, you're going to feel times where you just feel more energetic. And you will. Because your body is now getting a better thought of your air. So when you're just sitting down or watching TV or reading a newspaper or whatever, a book, practice. And then when you start to really feeling like you're getting your energy back, then evaluate what you do. How fast did you bring it in? How slow did you let it out? Are you moving in your body? And when you bring it in, now that you know what your capacity is, you can slowly expand to the left, and then slowly expand to the right. See, what you're teaching your body is the language of control. Now, instead of letting your body automatically function, you are making your body function according to what you want it to function. Big difference. Biggest difference. Now, once you're comfortable with that, and you will get comfortable with that over a period of time, I want you to start put yourself in a place where you're all alone, you don't hear anything. Right. And as you do this, you're going to start to raise your body. That's right. You're going to hear your heart. You're going to hear how you breathe. You're going to hear how you stand. You're going to hear your focalization from time to time. And that's good, because that's helping you identify all of the attributes of the practice of what you're doing. One of the main things is when you get comfortable at it. Because when you get comfortable at it, and then you feel like, okay, I got this down, and you want to challenge yourself, then come to your mind. And you're taking it to a lower level of bodily control, but a higher level of spiritual control. You see, self has two levels. There's the lower self, and there's the higher self. We are developing the lower self to be able to achieve a greater, higher self. What's so unique about this is now we've literally learned the fundamentals of moving in to any level of meditation, exercise, yoga, because you have understood now you can control the body. Many never do. Many never do. And you've seen them. You see them run to the car and get in the car and get you, and they're breathing all hard and everything because it's something that they don't do on a regular basis. And now their body's saying to them, man, what's wrong with you? You just gonna push me out here like that? But in reality, if that person got to the car, leaned against the car, stopped, and just breathed deep as far as you can go, and exhaled as much as he can get out, he would be supplying oxygen to his body at a faster rate than huffing and puffing. Because when you huff and puff, you take short bursts of air that are not really total oxygen. Every air comes in a mix. There's an oxygen mix. That's why they call it. They call it oxygen oxide. They literally intoxicates you. Okay? And when I say intoxicates you, I mean air coming in, you're getting particles in that air that you cannot disseminate. So if you breathe through your mouth, you're cutting off the nose's operation of being able to take whatever particles that are in that air out of that air. So that's when people become toxins get into their system. And then further down the line, they need to detox. And we all should detox on a regular basis. Don't get me wrong. Because we breathe so much that this air, they have so much things in it. And we drink water that has so much in it. And food that has so much in it. That we should literally detox according to the level of chakras. Well, some people detox one or two chakras at a time. Some people detox whole body at a time. Whatever's fitting your need. We do a whole body detox at least, I'd say every 6 months, but we do specialty detoxes during the course. So we might detox the liver, the kidneys, we might detox our digestive system, because all these things operate in the function of what the body requires. And we are in environment and out of environment, so we have no control. Okay? So you have to be sensitive to your body. And that is what makes breathing such a unique part of this process. I also want you to understand that you are responsible for a greater quality of life for you. And if you accept that responsibility, there are things that you can do to ensure that you have a greater, better quality of life. Period. A lot of people say, well, you know, man, I don't want to do this or I don't want to do that, and that happens. But I'm going to tell you in the next, matter of fact, anybody got any calls, please call in, because I'm ready to take some questions and give you some positive answers. Is this a commercial time? Well, if not, let me give you an understanding of quality questions and quality answers. Your question may not be the exact question that you want to answer, but it's the answer that someone else is giving. That's why I say quality questions, quality answers. Another thing I want you to consider is what you want from your question when you ask. Because sometimes when people ask a question like, well, how much carbon monoxide comes out of your body? Carbon comes out your body when you exhale. Well, that depends on what the operation of the body is doing and the activity of the body, several variables. So that's really not a fair question, but someone may need to hear that. Someone may need to know that there's several variables according to the activity of that body. Because a lot of times we find ourselves doing things to make us better, but literally they are pushing us back. And the reason why they're pushing us back is because we don't know how to entirely encompass the understanding of what we're trying to achieve. So, sometimes it gets to be hit or miss.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network.
Call us with your questions so we can give you as many answers as we can. I'm also going to give you one or two more exercises before the end of the show so that you can operate on your own. And please, call us. We'd like to answer whatever questions you can, and that makes the show encompassing. Thank you very much.
Okay, Brother Davis, you may go to a commercial break real quick. Everyone is going to be two breaks.
To the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Are we back?
No, that's it.
Okay, is there anybody on the phones? Did anyone call in?
No, that's it. Not yet, Brother David.
Okay, let me take you.
You are tuned in to the Tando Radio Show on Black Talk Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. That's 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549-032-POUND, 549-032-POUND. To signal the host, hit *61. Now back to Dave and the Tando Radio Show.
Welcome back.
Okay, welcome back.
I spoke to you before about an exercise about when you get up in the morning, just sit on the edge of your bed and breathe. The night before you go to bed, sit on the edge of your bed and breathe. Now I'm going to tell you to add something to that. Get yourself a glass of water, put some lemon in it before you go to bed, sit it beside your bed. And that way, during the course of the night, if you wake up, you'll have a healthy beverage there for you to drink. Or, when you wake up in the morning and your system is dry, you'll have a healthy beverage there to replenish your system. Now, the reason why this is a good practice is because it alkalines your system right away. See, during the night, depending on what you have for dinner, you have what's called an acid buildup. Now, some people whose acid buildup are worse than others may have out-and-out acid reflux, which is not unusual either. So, what you want to do is you want to put things around you to give you a better quality of life. Now, when you drink your elixir of lemon water, sit on the edge of the bed and breathe. You don't have to be there long. Take at least 3 to 5 minutes. Breathe deep. Exhale. Breathe deep, exhale, and look at your day, okay? And in looking at your day, look at your day from a self standpoint, okay? So if you want to see yourself eating lunch, see what kind of lunch you're eating. You want to see yourself snacking, see what kind of snack you're eating. Then ask yourself, do these things add to a better quality of self? Now, the reason why is because breathing is the burden of sustaining self. So, if you're eating a better quality of food, and the food is literally being ingested into the body so that the nutrients can supply the needs of the body, then the breathing process for the body literally gets easier. And by the end of the day, since it's not such a great requirement on the body, when you go to the point of which you can sit on the bed and relax, or sit at home and relax, you're starting to breathe in a better quality of air because now your body does not act in breathing in and it's getting the air out. You see, because every time your body breathes, if you're carrying excess or you had a meal that was heavy, that taxes your body. And the worst part about that is that a lot of that stuff that you may be eating, you may be eating for taste. Oh, it sure tastes good. But in reality, we should start eating for nutrition. Nutrition tastes good too. It's just about how you prepare your nutrition so that you can meet your taste needs and your body needs simultaneously. Now, that seems to be a task. Well, not really. I just told you about the ginger tea I had earlier. That did both. You get a sense? I granola bar earlier. That did both. You see, there are ways that we can achieve this, but we may have to do this together. And that's what makes these phone calls important, because you might say to me, well, Brother Davis, what do you think about smoothies? And I'll tell you, but a smoothie is the fastest way you can get nutrients in the functional aspect of your body. Because when soon as a smoothie hits your mouth, your saliva releases enzymes that take the taste and the nutrition out of that smoothie and start putting it in your system right away. So by the time it gets into the digestive system, it's already starting to operate. Because literally,
you have put it in as iniquity. And every digestive process reduces whatever food it is to a liquid or its lowest form so it can be disseminated to the different aspects of the body. So the smoothie's great. It depends on what's in them, but in most cases, I've never came across a bad vegetable fruit smoothie. Now, some of the tastes can get a little exotic because my wife likes to use merengue, and sometimes she got this baboa from the baboa tree. Now, these are healthy things for you, but you may require to adjust your taste buds until you have that flavor. And then, at that point, you can begin to enjoy it because you understand the nutritional value of it. We must always understand that there's going to be a cost in the learning process. May it come by peace, may it come out of pocket, but if it gives us positive results and good quality of life, what is too much to pay? I'm finding that we love more organics now. And sometimes when I look at the price, I say, oh, wow. But when I look in the mirror and I see how I feel, and I watch how my wife makes this stuff, I'm like, wow, it's just a bomb. And we experiment with different flavors and different herbs because, literally, herbs have a medicinal value or a nutritional value. I like wraps with a lot of spinach, onions, tomatoes, black olives. So, you know what else I like on there? I like sage. My wife turned me on to sage.
Oregano.
And oregano.
Oregano.
Oh. And I'm going to tell you something. That is a taste that literally is my fast food. I put it in there, roll it up. Bang, I'm ready to go. You know, if I'm in a really good mood, I might add a little sesame seed oil. Or she puts a little mushroom sauce on there. You know, women always have a way of putting just a right nuance on there for you to taste it and say, wow, what did you do? Because you know it was something different from what you do. But that's the best part about being able to share this type of diet with your partner. Because when you do, then she becomes your helpmate and you become her helpmate. And it's nothing to run across information that you find to be exciting, and then you give it to her, and she can identify with your excitement because you're both on the same path. Now, does that happen in every case? Absolutely not. And that's why I say, well, look, I'll pray for you. Now, some people say, prayer doesn't work. Prayer does work when you operate in prayer right. Don't wait till you're in need to pray. Pray so that you don't reach a point where you need. Put demands on your prayer. We work in a universe that supplies. But if you don't put a demand on the supply, you can't complain about not getting what it is that you need. Different things like that we were talking about.
I cut you off. Just want to let you know you have a caller in queue, so whenever you're ready, we'll go to that caller.
Okay, yeah, go to the call.
Okay. But no, I wanted to make sure you finished your point because it was so important. Don't pray.
Okay, well, my point.
You need to pray anyhow.
Yeah, my point was to add prayer into the mix, but add it before you need it, okay? Okay, we can go to the caller in queue.
Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. You're on live with Brother Davis. What is your question and comment?
Greetings, Brother Davis. This is Mel.
Greetings, brother.
How you doing?
Good. How are you, brother?
I'm good, sir. I just wanted a great show, by the way. I just wanted to get your opinion on two different things.
Sure.
We've been drinking exclusively, mostly distilled water.
Okay.
And my wife, she called me today and said, well, distilled is not good because it's stripped of all the minerals and so forth. You know, we do the alkaline water, but you have to drink that in moderation. In your opinion, what is the safest water to drink, you know, just straight from the stores? Is it spring water or which water?
Well, let me say this here. It was highly recommended by Dr. Sebi to use, to get Glacier Spring Water.
Ow.
And you get that at the Dollar Tree, and I'm telling you because I get it myself. And it's no fluoride, and there's no drugs in it, and it's all natural spring. Now, here's the best part. You can add lemon or lime to that water, and over a period of time, that's why I say sit it on the side of your bed, so that in the morning when you wake up, you're drinking as close to alkaline water as possible, and it neutralizes all the acids in your body, just like alkaline water.
Exactly.
Now, you can do osmosis or reverse osmosis, but that depends on if you have the resources to do that or if that's the road you want to take. But if you just want to get a good quality spring water that has already been certified to be what we call quality spring water, then at the Dollar Tree, you can pick up the Glacier Springs, and I get it at least... once a week, I'm in there getting 4 or 6 packs because we drink a lot of water and we travel a lot. And it's BPH-free bottles. But that's another thing you want to keep in mind.
Is pH-free?
No. If the bottles are BPH, that's the plastic concept.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Those bottles that they pump it in are BPH-free. Yeah. Now, I tell people all the time, try to find a way to recycle the plastic. Okay, but I tell people this because that is best for the environment.
Mm-hmm.
People do a lot of things. We recycle our bottles because sometimes they don't have the cases, so we get the gallons and break it down into the bottles. But do
yeah.
Your own. Sweet your own.
Okay.
I hope that answered your question.
It did, very much so, and thank you and your wife.
Hey, brother, more than welcome.
My second question is regarding the matter.
Yeah.
You know, they have different versions, different placements. In your opinion, the most common I've seen is the Ra-Unephramin placement. Is there any other, I mean, is that a credible source, or are there any other? I was going to ask Brother Bragg this also, you know, get his opinion on, are there different placements of the Metanetter that we can get the rawest form, you know, not a watered-down version or misconstrued version?
Well, let me say this. I started with Ra on the Par, which is what you're talking about. The Metanetri is 7 volumes.
Yes.
And I found that to be the foundation. Now, the reason why I say that I found that to be the foundation is because literally most of the circles that I've traveled in and meetings that I have gone to that have come in with different concepts of Kabbalahism, they're all founded in the Ra and the Fars volumes of the Metunetor. And what is unique about it is that each volume, after one gives you a little bit of a round understanding, but each volume after 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, takes you into reassurance, it takes you into the resurrection, it takes you into a lot of deeper understandings of the Kabbalah Tree of Life. Now, if you are familiar with the Kabbalah Tree of Life, it has 11 aspects of God-man.
The 11,
okay?
Law. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Absolutely. And I really don't want to go in deep to it, but another book you might want to look at is The 11 Laws of Ma'at, which gives you a bearing on how they are closely reflected and why there must be a foundational law like Ma'at. So it gets balanced to all of the spiritual levels of the Kabbalah Tree of Life. Yeah, but you're on the right road, brother. You're on the right road.
Okay. Thank you very much for your time, sir. You have a great evening.
Absolutely. You too.
Peace.
Okay, now, one of the things I failed to realize in the course of my conversation was I didn't say the importance of teaching your children what you learn. Now, in teaching a child, they may not be able to grasp it the same way you were. So you may have to be creative. You can even make a game out of it. And I'm going to tell you something. I, over my lifetime, have always developed my children and my grandchildren in areas so that they can identify me or something that I'm doing personally. Give you an example. I have this, I clap my hands and rub them together. I call it assuring myself. I rub my hands together to a nice friction, and they have a warmth. And then I put them on my children. Oh, they love it. My grandchildren love it. So, interestingly enough, my daughter, when she was getting married, her youngest, she might have been a year and a half or so, she was pulling on her mother while the minister was doing the verses and everything. So I slapped my hands together, and I started rubbing them, and people could hear it, but they didn't know what it was. But right away, the child stopped and ran right to me. So the ceremony could keep right on going. And her dad just looked at me, he smiled. But my daughter looked at me and said, my dad has always taught us that. And I didn't realize, but now my daughter has turned into me. So you never know how it's going to come back to you. But there are things that you can do that are on a spiritual level. Pardon me? Did you say something, David? Absolutely. Greatest compliment in the world. Yes, yes, but there's always something that you there's always something you can do to reflect your spiritual nature in your children.
Yeah, Brother Davis, I was saying that's the greatest compliment.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And another thing is when you're in the car with children, try a breathing game. You'll be surprised on how quickly they grasp that and they run with it, and before you know it, then you can get to a show and tell. You'd be surprised what they'll show you that you have given them, and it comes back to you. No greater reward, none. So I've tried to give you an understanding of the importance of breathing. I want to give you another exercise before we go, and this is called a state of consciousness. And that's when you breathe deep, you close your eyes, and you're in a soundless room, and you listen to your body as you breathe. And then as you listen to your body, disseminate what you hear. Okay? And as you begin to become more familiar with your body, you will hear more of your body. At that point, you are almost at the door of engulfed meditation. Now, when I say engulf, I mean there's going to be times where you just feel like you just can't stay focused. And if that's the case, the next step would be to shut everything out your mind. Think of a oak tree, a 200-year-old oak tree that's 8 feet thick. You know it's growing, but you're lucky enough to bark. That way, you can literally take everything out your mind and focus on the bark. And then when you reach a point where you can control that, then just focus on the dustness, the blankness of nothing. Because we come from darkness. And darkness is where they're trying to teach us we should fear. But we have no reason to fear the dark. And why do we have no reason to fear the dark? Because we come from it. That's like fearing ourselves. So, tonight we've talked about breathing, the importance of taking control of our breathing, how to do some exercises for us to get into a position in which we can measure or evaluate what we're doing and how we're receiving it and moving forward. Because I'm going to tell you something, my brothers and sisters, we are all in this together. It doesn't make a difference from what perspective you come from. And the reason why it doesn't make a difference is because the circumstances that we are in are not unique to either one of us. But if we apply these simple practices, we can not only make this easier on us, but we can rise beyond it. And once we rise beyond it, we can stand strong in the lessons that we learn getting to where we are, because that only makes us more prepared to grow to a greater level spiritually. And I'm going to tell you something, man. The power that you may be a levitator, you may be a telepath, you may not have any idea of what's in the ancestral bloodline that you're a part of that is about to be exposed to you. That's why I always say, don't follow. I always tell people, they say, well, can you teach? No, I don't teach. I show you the door. Once you see the door, if you chose to go through it, that's fine. I might give you some information that I've studied. I might show you some things that had a positive effect on me. But I will not lead you. Your path is your path. And when somebody comes to you and says, look, let me help you, but instead they want to take you, be discerning enough to figure that out. Because there are many out here that will take advantage of you. What do they have to lose? Worse yet, why would they even want you? You see, there's nothing going on in your life that's going to benefit me as much as it would benefit you. And if I'm spiritually balanced, I would want you to receive the greatest benefit in life that you can achieve, because those are the type of people I want to be around. I want to be around the type of people who want me to achieve the highest benefit in life that I can achieve too. So sometimes we have to reevaluate our circle of friends. And a friend once told me, man, when you're in the circle and you're being asked all the questions, ask yourself this. Who do you ask questions to? And if there's no one in that circle, you get yourself a new circle. I thought it was strange, but he was absolutely right. So if you're growing, you gotta constantly be moving to those areas that people can share things with you that are going to add to you. Because believe me, you never know it all. Even them people who say they do, they don't. And I'm going to tell you something. I would like to think that I'm growing, but I run across people all the time that may open the door to me for a decision. And that decision is, do I want to or don't? Because you don't have to take advantage of every opportunity, because only you can determine whether it's an opportunity for you. So, you must be discerning. And we're going to get there. Because we're waking up all over the place. And when I hear tapes like Dave did on last night about the Dogon, brother, the history that I have read on those Dogon, that we just rise to be half of what they've accomplished, we will devastate the world. And that's just how deep it is. We will devastate the world. You know, Dogons were not a warring group. People, they attacked Dogon, they were not a warrior. That's a powerful statement. Because literally, as Africans who literally traveled all over the world and did trade in every aspect of the world, you can see African footprint on every continent. Never was there a conflict about whose land they were on. They were always the visitors who came and trade, and they were always respected. We live in a different time, and we have to prepare to return, because the simplicity of that time is what's going to return to this time. There's a lot of things going on today, which is like nothing but confusion, deception. So we are making a step in the right direction to just applying these things right now, especially in each one's life. So listen, if there's anything I can do to help you, hit me up. My email address, it's blessed, blessedbledrdavis@aol.com. That's blessed, blessedbledrdavis@aol.com. Okay, Dave.
Brother David, thank you so much. Everyone, we're going to be ending the show. Great show. And always, Wise Wednesdays is what we need to maintain our overall grounding so that we can be the better individuals in the spirit, so that we can grow the way that we've been intended to grow and by means that we've been intended to grow as free and independent self-determining people. So, so important. Once again, thank you, Brother David. I look forward to all of, you know, everything that you do with us is more than just a jewel. It is such a life-giving force that you and Sister Davis, and I love how Sister Davis is always there and with you. So, hey, everyone, we've got a new Abolition Radio coming on right after Tando Radio Show. Much love, much respect. It's never goodbye, as always. I'll see you later. And remember, before you ask for a blessing, make sure it'll be a blessing. We'll talk to you later. Be ready for the north, the big storm that's going to the northeast. Everyone is going to be ready? In the best area, the best area that you've been before. Even much love and much respect. Good night.
Peace.
You know tenderness comes from pain. It's amazing how